For some of you, I'm nothing more than a page in your travel medicine textbook. I'm a pathogen that you once circled during lecture on vector-borne diseases. I'm a word that's occasionally mentioned during a travel medicine consult or in graphs on the global burden of disease. For others, I'm a constant threat. I'm the risk that lies behind every mosquito bite. I'm the reason your child missed school. I'm the fever that arrives with the rain. You've known me for a long time. I've been described in Chinese medical writings from 2700 BC. Hippocrates first noted my seasonal patterns in ancient Greece. I've even contributed to the fall of empires, with bones from ancient Rome telling tales of epidemics from their graves. I plagued the American South until the mid-20th century, significantly contributing to the deaths and illnesses of soldiers and men. Wherever there have been people, my host and heat throughout history, I've flourished. I know what it's like to be underestimated. Most of the world forgets how much trouble I continue to cause. Although rates vary significantly across the globe, I'm responsible for approximately 263 million illnesses and 600,000 deaths each year, with a disproportionately large percentage of those being in Africa. In some parts of the world, they've tried to erase me from the map, and in a few regions, they've succeeded. The cycle of my disease often begins at dusk on a warm summer's eve. I fly along a cool evening breeze, resting in the salivary glands of a small winged visitor. One quick bite, and I enter unnoticed. You don't feel sick right away. I stay quiet for days. I make my first stop in the liver, where I begin to mature, undetected. The real havoc begins when I re-enter the bloodstream. I invade your red blood cells, replicate and burst them open from within, again and again. Each wave of destruction brings the hallmark symptoms, high fever, chills, muscle aches, and drenching sweats that follow a relentless rhythmic cycle. When diagnosis is delayed or missed, especially with the more severe forms of my illness, complications can escalate quickly. In 575,000 cases, neurologic complications can develop. These complications result in deaths for 15 to 20%, and the survivors are left at risk of long-term cognitive and neurological impairment. You've developed powerful tools to fight me: bed nets, medications, vector control campaigns, insecticides. So ask yourself, if prevention is possible, why do I still exist? The truth is, it is possible to prevent and treat my infection. There's even a vaccine now being rolled out to countries where my disease is endemic. But you must move quickly. My host is evolving, my resistance to treatment is growing, and wherever people live without prevention, I will be there. I will remain one of the most widespread, deadliest, and stubborn parasites on Earth. Who am I? I'm malaria.